This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, anyone who lives in Michigan knows you are at a real disadvantage if you don't have a driver's license. But let's say you are an Iraqi who has fled to the U.S. to escape the violence. You're trying to launch your new life here, and you need a way to get to a job or get your kids to school. You need a driver's license. But you haven't lived here long enough to get fluent in English. So how do you get on the road? Well, that's where you might turn to my next guest. John Biddy runs the Madama Driving School in Sterling Heights. John teaches would-be drivers in English, Arabic, or Chaldean, and John joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
How does learning to drive change the lives of these immigrants?
It's a huge impact in a positive way for them. They come in and they're unable to go anywhere. They rent an apartment or they stay by their relatives, and then they're going to have to go to the doctor. They're going to have to go and get more education, school, work. And they normally, in the beginning, there's a little bit of help from relatives, but after that it becomes extremely difficult for anybody else to help them. So they really need to be able to get in the car, drive, and go and take care of their lives, you know, to move forward.
John, is driving viewed or done differently in the Middle East than it is here in Michigan? Is there a different driving style?
Yes, there is. One thing that I always hear from the newcomers is that over there, there are no rules. Basically, what you do is just if you are a good driver, if you can handle the car really well, you can make it from point A to point B. If you're struggling a little bit, it's going to be very difficult. And there's also another thing involved, which is the safety. What happens is that especially women, when they are behind the wheel driving by themselves, there is a possibility that they can be kidnapped.
So they really have to acclimate, really make some changes in their whole mindset as far as how they approach driving and what they think about driving when they're doing it here in Michigan.
Yes, that's correct.
Who gives them the state-mandated driving test? Is it someone who speaks Arabic or Chaldean? Because that's tense for anybody as they're taking that big test.
Yeah, when they go for the road test, they have an option of a translator. And also, there are road test examiners who speak the language, also Arabic and Chaldean, and that helps them a lot.
How do you respond, John, to critics who say, hey, people shouldn't be on behind the wheel of a vehicle until they can read English?
I completely disagree with them, because you don't need to be fluent in English in order to be able to drive. You have to just open your eyes. You have to pay attention to the road. And you have to be able to read the signs. There are only a number of signs that have words in English on them. And what I do when we teach them is that I do my best to make sure that they understand those signs. We sit with them at the classroom, and we teach them those words. For example, no turn on red, or right lane must turn right, okay?
Helping immigrants get on the road. John Biddy owns the Madama Driving School in Sterling Heights, where he offers driving lessons in English, Arabic, and Chaldean. John, thanks for talking with us on the program today.
You're welcome.